Hi, how are you? This is Amir with customer service. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes. Hey, I had filled out a survey, excuse me, and they sent me a Fit watch, and I got it today, but the box was crushed. The watch is crushed. The band that's connected to the watch is broken off, and it's not too good.
Okay, so I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me one brief moment. Okay, let's see. All right. May you please provide me your zip code?
06450.
Okay. And 06450.
06450, yes. Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name would be
Bill Uhlan, Uhlan, 57 Schwenk Drive in Meriden, Connecticut.
Okay, give me one brief moment.
Bless you.
Thank you.
The mailman must have run over the thing or something. I don't know. It's a disaster.
Okay, so I'm trying to get the account up, and it's being a little difficult in my system.
It's okay.
This will be this. That would be 06450.
Yes.
And you said that first and last name was again?
Bill.
Bill.
Or William. Uhlan, Uhlan.
Okay. Have any funds come off your account?
Do I have what, ma'am?
Have any charges come off your account?
I don't think so. This was a free thing after you fill out a survey.
Okay.
And there's no dollars. And there's no dollars. I think it was like $6 for the shipping. I mean, yeah.
Okay, it doesn't seem that if any that your name was within our system, so the charge may have, you know, not gone through. Now, what's the last 4 digits of that card if the purchase did go through?
Say again?
What's the last 4 digits of that card if that purchase did go through?
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. 4251.
4251. Yes, sir. It doesn't show that it went through.
What, they sent it to me. Oh, it just means that it's still pending?
If it's still pending, then you will have to give it within the next 24 hours in order for the charge to appear on your account. But it's not showing that the it's not showing your name within our system.
Well, I don't understand. It's made out to me.
What I'm saying is the dollar charge may not went through, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they sent me the thing anyways.
It was just a survey.
And they sent me a Fit watch.
Did you receive the Fit watch?
Ma'am, that's what I'm calling about. The Fit watch came today, and it was smashed. It's all broken up.
Isn't it someone else's name?
No. last name Uhlan, U-H-L-A-N, Bill. And I got the bag here in my hand, and it's from P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York, 14212.
Spell that last name again for me.
U-H-L-A-N is in Nancy. Want to try another credit card? Maybe I gave you the other one. I don't know.
I typed in your name. I'm sorry, sir. It possibly couldn't be with us. What's the name of the product that you say?
It's a Fit Watch.
Fit Watch. Give me one brief moment.
Fit Watch. I don't see any model or anything on here. There's no hang on one second, let me pull the off the watch if there's anything on it. It says smart bracelet. That's what a bracelet was in. The watch has a connection on one end, and the other end is broken off.
What's the other car last word is?
5657.
Okay, at this point, if there's a charge to come out for your account, yes, I would dispute it, because at this point, I'm not seeing it.
Well, what do you want me to do? Can you send me another one or not?
I can't send you anything if I don't have an account up, sir.
Well, does it make any sense that I have one that I don't have an account?
Nope.
I mean, it don't make sense.
That's very honest. It doesn't make any sense, but because...
I mean, you didn't send it to me out of the goodness of your heart. I'll tell you that right now.
I didn't see anything, sir. I don't know what could have happened during the process of you receiving the product, but your name is not within our system.
It's not under Bill Uhlan, U-H-L-A-N.
Bill, no. No, sir.
How about Lucille? Is there any Uhlans? U-H-L-A-N. Lucille.
No, there's no Uhlan. There's no Uhlan in the system. U-H-L-A-N.
Yeah. U as in universe.
Utah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. H like Hartford. L as in Larry. A as in Apple. and is in Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Don't see any you.
Oh, okay. Well, it just doesn't. I mean, I got it in my hand here. It's just broken up. I don't know what to do with it. I'll throw it away, I guess. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but so it cost me $6 or something to get it here, and I can't use it.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I wish there was more that I could do, but I've did everything I possibly could.
So what do you suggest? Forget about it?
If you want the $6 back, I'll just dispute it. But if it's no problem to you, then...
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it was a survey that they asked me to fill out, and I did so. And they said, pick out one of these things. I picked it out, and... I think that the shipping was $6 or something, and it came today, but it's all smashed to heck. So, okay, I don't know. I'll have to call back and try to, I don't know, send an email or something if I see it on my bill. Maybe it just hasn't gotten on there yet, but that's kind of weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody had to have it in order to send it to me, don't you think? How would you have my address or whatever else?
I don't see an account, sir, so we don't have the address.
But then how did this come to me? Does that make any sense to you?
Repeat that format and catch that.
I'm sorry?
You said something. Does what make sense, sir?
Yeah, I said, does this make sense? Why would you send me something if I have
sir,
no account?
I'm not sure who sent you something, sir, but I don't see your account, so I don't know if it even was our company who sent you anything. As I, you know, expressed once before, I did all I could to find your name within the system. I tried two systems. You know, just to be sure, sir. But at this moment, I'm not seeing your name within the system. I'm sorry. You possibly have to dispute that $6.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for giving customer service a call. Enjoy your day.